Dictation for Karel, K-A-R-E-L, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D, October 1651, addresses a letter to Mary Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, follow up for Mrs. Karel. Who has chronic kidney disease, last visit September, no hospital admission, good appetite, has gained weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, she sleeps through the day, active through the night, which is not new for her. Denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denied orthopnea, PND. She's hard of hearing. Follows with hematology, no plans for any chemotherapy. Has monoclonal gammopathy. Plans for upcoming plastic eyelid surgery, probably early 2024 for droopy eyes. However, she is not complaining of double vision, compromised eyesight. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. She's herself weaning her from Plaquenil. Remains on insulin 7030. Started on Trulicity of Victoza. Cholesterol treatment. No blood pressure medicines. She says blood pressure at home is okay. Here in the hospital, excuse me, here in the office is running high, 123.95. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, December, creatinine 1.27, which is better than 1.5. Present GFR 45, stage 3. Normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, low albumin with upper normal calcium, normal phosphorus, and anemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, does have bilateral small kidneys, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Continue to monitor over time. Next number, metabolic acidosis with elevated chloride, out of proportion of chronic kidney disease. If persistent bicarbonate below 20, consider sodium bicarbonate, 650 twice a day. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, presently not symptomatic, with evidence of macrocytosis. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, monoclonal gammopathy, IgA lambda, without evidence of multiple myeloma. Next number, exposure to Topamax, to some extent causing proximal renal tubular acidosis. Next number, diabetes, and probably also a component of diabetic nephropathy. Continue to monitor, come back in 6 months.